At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming up next, we'll get to Web Gems, everybody's favorite, at 11:45, as we do every single day. Team USA's got themselves a coach. The rich get richer, in my opinion, when it comes to Team USA basketball. Must be nice.
Good place to be.
Must be nice. But we'll take a peek in college football for all you local Yahoos out there. All four teams are in play this weekend for the great states of Washington and Oregon. And we'll start with my state. As I told you yesterday, the more better, the bestest, the betterest outdoor state in comparison. Just my own personal bias.
Mm.
And we'll start with, thank you, Rusty. We'll start with Rutgers at the Huskies tonight in Seattle. A lot going on in Seattle tonight. A lot of stuff going on in Seattle tonight. I'll go first on this. I know they won last week, so it's weird to say this, but this feels like a get-right game for UW. Rutgers coming all across the country. Like, don't play with your food and metal things early and get off and give me a convincing win. Because I'm starting to... I took the over on UW at the beginning of the year. Remember, we spent our 100 bucks. I took the over on wins for UW, and
are you feeling a little dicey?
I'm feeling a little dicey on it. Yeah, I really don't love where this defense is at.
Let me revisit this real quick.
And
you took the under for Michigan, the over on Washington, the Iowa over, the Oregon over, and the Michigan State under.
Correct. And I don't know if it's the Jed Fish stuff that's sneaking out. Remember, Chris Fetters was on our show talking about Jed Fish and said, and I quote, "We all know Jed Fish is here for a good time. Not for a long time."
He's not going to UCLA.
I wouldn't if I were him. That would be stupid. But I wonder if there is that chatter, and also if just this UW team, maybe I was just too high on them at the beginning of the year. So I want you to go out and make a statement tonight against Rutgers. I do.
I don't know if you're necessarily too high on them. They're just not on the level of Ohio State.
But I don't even count that, though. They should be better than Maryland.
Yeah, I mean, they were.
I know, but not for four quarters.
No, but that's...
And I think you should be for four quarters.
But that's also football. Sometimes that just happens, and then, you know, you wake up and you score. How many points did they score in the fourth? Then they just...
I'd have to go back and look at it.
They just poured them on them. Because weren't they down 20 to 3 or
they
something
They were down
like
big, yes. They were down
it was,
big.
It was an insane number. I was like, what is happening we're here? It was not a great week for...
24-20 final score. They scored 21 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they poured it on the fourth quarter. They woke up. I think that was more of what it was. It was them playing with their food. And this is always the victors get to write the stories kind of a deal. Because let's say Penn State gets that comeback and they beat UCLA. Mm-hmm. Nobody's feeling good about it, but the story is very different.
Very, very different.
Very different. But you look at that, Penn State scored 30 in the second half. UCLA scored 15.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what you anticipate. The problem was is you spotted them a 27-7 first half.
But in a similar situation, you're flying all the way cross country and playing a team that you should be better than.
Mm-hmm.
And we're learning that that's hard to do.
Football's hard.
Football's very hard.
And when you have kids, it's even harder. Like, the idea of you know, that cross-country travel and the consistency of kids, that's what makes college football special. The volatility of young men. Mm-hmm. Consistency's not there. You get an unsung hero in college football around the country every week from some dude who's a walk-on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That just makes one dude somewhere makes a play that decides a game and blows up or drives an entire season.
You like UW in this game?
Yeah, I do.
I'll take UW in this game as well. I don't think it'll be that fun. I'll keep a little eyeball on it, but I'll be watching Mariners tonight.
Real quick, shout out my guy Brett at Chehalem Golf Golf Course. My guy, I was talking to him as I teed off last night. He was talking to a buddy, and I heard him say something about Sweet, and I'm like, because he's a psychotic Mariners fan. I mean, you will not
like. He's gonna cry more than Schultzy tonight.
Might.
Ooh, wow.
He's a psychotic Mariners fan, in like the best possible way. He wears it on his sleeve, not his sleeves. So Schultzy has him in the garb, certainly. But he told me, he's like, yeah, no, I was up there for the 18-inning loss. And then I was like, yeah, you know. He goes, you know, so it's going to be one of those things where it's like, either we get to celebrate something incredible or I'm up there for something very painful yet again.
Also, USA plays Ecuador tonight in the World Cup qualifier.
There you go.
Just an FYI, 5:30.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not going to make TV.
It might make mine. I'm quad box guy now, man.
I will be watching some scores on my laptop because...
You have a game to cover
preseason
tonight.
Basketball. I will be in the building for the first time this season.
Which we will get to at the big nooner. Okay, we'll make this real quick. Washington State on the road in Oxford, Mississippi. You know, I would have really loved this game in the Mike Leach era. Would have. It would have been a ton of fun and get up for that and be very excited. And I still am very excited that Wazoo will have some exposure against the number 4 team in the nation.
They'll be exposed.
I just don't know if it's the right kind of exposure. I would take Ole Miss to cover the 31.5 point spread.
You're getting pantsed on a national scale.
And
stage.
I pray to God that everybody I've heard at this station say maybe Ole Miss doesn't care enough so they won't run up the score. If we lose by 27... I'll be a happy guy on Saturday. I'll be a very happy guy on Saturday.
You won't, though, because you picked Ole Miss to cover.
Yeah, but that might not be my bad pick. See, you guys, the listeners out there, got to choose which one is my bad pick.
Let's see if we have an update on this.
I'll also watch North Texas tonight. I got North Texas. They're my Group of 5 team, dude. They're going to the playoff. Not just because they beat the Cougs by 50-plus, but because I think they're the best G5 team.
Ole Miss is winning the poll for you.
Oh, no! No! Okay, well, that's like a win-win. That's kind of a win-win if Cougs cover.
If Cougs cover, you get to win, but you don't get to win.
Well, yes, and I'm terrified of you.
I will say mine is dead even between the Indiana pick and the Alabama pick.
Come on, Ducks fans, let's go. Come on, get in on this.
Yeah, you want that so bad.
You got Wazoo covering. Do you think this is a play with your food? Ole Miss doesn't care and wins by 25? 31 zip, 31-3.
My heart says Lane goes, I feel bad for these guys, and calls it off. But also, I think Lane looks at, we're number 4 in the country. Pour this on.
I also am terrified that Lane looks at us and goes, the last time I saw that helmet, I was fired.
Yeah.
We did leave him on the tarmac.
Also.
Left him on the tarmac in L.A. That's hard to do.
This is something to consider. And I've always wondered how Lanning handles this because he's had some Heisman candidates at quarterback the last couple of years. The Heisman race is wide open.
Sure.
Chambliss, because he missed the first two games of the season off the bench.
Ooh, is this a Chambliss game?
Is this a game where he looks at this and goes, we're ahead. We're going to pull him out halfway through the fourth or in the fourth. Let's get him the numbers to get some momentum behind him.
Dan Lanning strikes me as a guy that if he has a quarterback that wins a Heisman trophy, he's like, ooh, nice little recruiting tool. Don't care. Going for natties. Lane Kiffin is a guy that goes, ooh, I got a quarterback that can win a Heisman. I'm getting that guy a Heisman. I think Lane, being the quarterback guy he is, will want to put on a show for his quarterback.
And that's what I wonder if you know, there's a chance to kind of really run it up and then get him out of the game and have his stats be bonkers.
Or play him in the fourth still and have him,
I don't think
500
he,
yards,
I don't think
six
he goes
touchdowns.
I don't think he goes quite that far.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We'll slide over real quick. Oregon State Beavers against Wake Forest. The Washington State Wake Forest Demon Deacons in Jake Dickert.
The Demon Cougs.
The Demon Cougs. This is not the game. This is not the time. This is not the week. This is not the situation that Oregon State's in yet to make this happen. Give me Wake. And then finally, we'll slide over to the game. The big one that you can hear right here on The Fan, 105.1 The Fan, the Fan Sports Network, home of the Ducks, and that is the Indiana Hoosiers coming to town in a top 10 matchup. Game day, Herbie, Sabrina making the pick. I love Sabrina.
I do too, but she's already done it.
I know. I'm starting to wonder if they either hate Joey or if Joey doesn't want to do it.
Little calm A, little calm B.
Apparently, Sabrina, too, is the first two-time female guest picker.
There you go.
Any ask you?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Oh, Sabrina's rad. Great shoes.
Carpenter's supposed to be there, too. No, not Carpenter. Indiana Fever basketball player.
Caitlin Clark?
No, the other one.
Sophie
Cunningham. Thank you. I was like, I'm a C, but why am I getting this wrong? Sophie's in Eugene for game day.
Did she go to Indiana?
No, but I think she is doing something with McAfee.
Makes sense.
I think is what I saw rumored on the
McAfee's
on the
in Indianapolis, so it makes sense.
Totally.
Yeah.
So that'll be that. The spread right now, according to ESPN, is what we're looking at is 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
I like Oregon big in this game. I have fallen into this. I love Dante Moore. I think this defense is absolutely nasty. I think they will shut down the run and force Mendoza to pass a lot. And not at a fault of Mendoza, I think the DBs are going to have a big day. And I think Moore throws three tutties at least, no interceptions. Give me the Ducks covering the spread.
It could certainly go that way. The only reason I'm taking Indiana because – not Indiana to win. The only reason I'm taking Indiana to cover is I want to see – what Indiana is, and I have no idea. This is a blind...
It's a super fair point.
It's a blind faith Cignetti. Here's your third chance against a top five team.
Future coach of USC, Kurt Cignetti.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, I look at that and I go, okay, I'm picking Oregon to win. Like, if you're not even gun to my head, I'm picking Oregon to win. But the 25% chance that Indiana's offense does have real juice, let's see. Now, that percentage probably gets smaller if the weather keeps trending towards the way that it looks like it might be trending.
It's going to rain at Autzen.
Yeah. And that's always interesting. And
I've always been told that it never rains at Autzen Stadium.
This will be the first time ever will be tomorrow.
And that trend definitely makes me go,
I can't wait.
That favors ugly game and that favors Oregon.
I can't wait to turn on the TV and at 12:25 the clouds just part and it's just bright sunshine for 3.5 hours. And then right as Dan Lanning's running across the field to shake hands with Cignetti, no matter what happens in the game,
downpour.
It starts raining. That'd be amazing.
It's fun.
All right, good luck to everybody out there, you local kids and your games this week.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.